We'll continue our NFL divisional look for the 2025 season. We've been going around the league. We've been going division by division. Today, we land on the NFC North.
Okay, so it sounds like you, I'll let you go first because it sounds like you got a heavy lean on the Packers.
Well, I do. If I'm going to tell you earlier in the show that if I had to bet $100 on teams to win the Lombardi and I would part ways with my $100 potentially, how many teams would I bet to win the Super Bowl? The Packers are one of the four. I will go Packers to win the division. Look, I understand the concern about Jordan Love, but I think Matt LaFleur is one of the better head coaches. Yeah, I do think by the season's end, Matthew Golden will be viewed as one of the better receivers in football. Josh Jacobs is still there. The defense is legit. Add in Micah Parsons to the mix as well. That division is tricky because I love Kevin O'Connell in the scheme and everything there in Minnesota, but I'm still very, very skeptical of J.J. McCarthy. I don't think the Vikings are making the playoffs this year. So I have the Packers winning it, the Lions and the Bears making the postseason. I have Kayla Williams taking a big leap with Ben Johnson this year. So Bears end up basically finishing third as a wild card in the division. Lions finish second as a wild card. Packers win the division. They will host a divisional round playoff game.
So you've got three teams out of the playoffs. We'll give our full, like, 14 team fields, I'm sure, on Thursday. Sure. As we kind of get in there and then give you our Super Bowl predictions that day as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, even though I told you I would give the Packers a better chance to win than the Lions, I will still take the Lions to win this division. I've softened a little bit on my offseason rhetoric on the J.J. McCarthy. They've tried to replace him because the reports are that he looks pretty good, but it's still the same thing. I swear to you, they spent 6 months trying to find someone to back up J.J. McCarthy in case J.J. McCarthy stunk. And if that's how a team was already viewing their situation before, I'm not willing to pick them as a division winner. I'm not picking the Bears until they actually prove a damn thing in the NFL. No thanks. Prove to me you're an actually good team. The Packers are the team that I would seriously consider outside of that gold for the same reason. They were the fifth best scoring defense in the NFL last year without Micah Parsons. And that was in a division that could score. Vikings could score. Lions could score. And they were still the fifth best scoring defense in the league. I'll still give the Lions the edge. I'll say that they're not falling off the difference between them and the Packers last year. The Vikings are the team I think they overcome. So I've got it: Lions, Packers, Vikings, Bears.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, what has Matt LaFleur done in the playoffs to impress you? I would say, what NFC coach other than Sirianni and Shanahan has done anything to impress you at this point? Honestly.
They also were like, weren't they also ahead of the Niners in the final possession of the game that... To get to the NFC title game?
I'm not sure.
They were in the NFC title game, weren't they?
Using the playoff thing against them doesn't make any sense, though, because honestly, other than Sirianni and Shanahan, in the NFC, tell me what coach you feel good about in the postseason. And also, in their own division, the playoff point makes no sense. We're just doing a
NFC
North conversation.
Yeah.
But Kevin O'Connell, who I like, he's 0-2 in the playoffs. Matt LaFleur hasn't won a playoff game either, or only has one, or whatever it is what, like, so this idea that Matt LaFleur has done less, Dan Campbell actually has the best record in the postseason of anybody in that division. And, but we're not talking postseason. We're talking winning your division, and I'm going with the Pack.
Matt LaFleur has been the head coach of the Green Bay Packers for 6 years. They've made the playoffs 5 of those 6 years. They went to back-to-back conference title games with Aaron Rodgers. They've lost in the wild card in the divisional round each of the last 2 years.
He's better off than any of the other guys. Yeah. What are we talking about?
His playoff record of wild card, division, conference title game, 4 years in a row. My issue is that with Aaron Rodgers, he finished first, and first in the division. With Jordan Love, he's finished third, second, and third. I don't think that that's not a Jordan Love thing, right?
No, I also think it's the Detroit Lions now.
That absolutely could be a portion of it.
It's a little bit of both, maybe.
There's some missing element there with Jordan Love, the way I described Justin Herbert. As in, I'm not like banging the table saying the guy's no good, guy can't play. It's like, are you a killer? Is there some part of you that has like another level that I haven't seen yet and you're getting ready to show it to me? Because Goff does show some killer stuff sometimes. He's playing in a Super Bowl. He's been to conference.
Yeah, real quick, I'll say before, Drew, give us your divisional outlook. Text line brings up one other name for the NFC. Like, again, we're having an NFC North convo, but for the playoff convo, coach-wise, Sean McVay would be the other name. That's fair.
Yeah, of course.
McVay, Shanahan, Sirianni.
Drew, quickly, who are your four in order?
Packers, Lions, Vikings, Bears.
Do you think all three make... Do you have three playoff teams out of the division?
I haven't quite figured that out yet, but I believe at least two.
I have two.
I'm leaning three, but I've got at least
two. You have the Bears still finishing last. You think Caleb Williams just doesn't have it.
That doesn't mean that I think this might be the best division in football outside of the AFC West where they're vying for, where the Bears could go 8-9. And they just...
still last.
You know, the division's just tough.
Yeah.
But it's still the same thing. Prove
Cody, so you're going Lions. Drew's going Packers. I'm going Packers as well. That's a look at the NFC North. Tomorrow we'll continue going around the NFL.